Well, good morning and praise the Lord. God is truly good and his mercies endureth forever. Our meditation this morning is from the King James Version, Jeremiah 17, 9 and 10. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins. Even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. As the sun rises, we are faced with a new day. This brings a set of new challenges for some, and for others, it is the beginning of a recurring nightmare. We are faced with issues we know exist but haven't been fully addressed. As we face these issues, what are we looking for? Are we looking for new laws to force us to look at one another as a human? Are we looking for laws requiring us to treat one another with respect and dignity? Are we looking for laws that require us to help a struggling brother or sister that may be heading in the wrong direction? Are we looking for laws that will not allow us to hate our brother or sister because they look different or they live in another part of town or come from a different country? I ask again, what are we looking for? Are we looking for acceptance? Are we looking for compassion? Are we looking for understanding? Are we looking for fellowship? Are we looking for peace? Are we looking for an answer to the problem? The problem exists within the heart. And the answer to these questions and more are in our Heavenly Father's written word, the Bible. What were our lives like before the Lord took control of our hearts? When the Lord came into our hearts, we became new creatures. Our former behavior became a thing of the past. We looked at life and the world with a new set of eyes. A funny thing, though, the Lord didn't just storm into our hearts. He knocked. And we opened our hearts, let him in, and things have never been the same. Someone was praying for us to let him in because they saw we needed the Lord. The same thing needs to be done for those that do not know him. We need to pray they hear the Lord's knock on their hearts because he wants to come in and make their hearts new. The Lord's power is absolute. Only he has the power to change the heart. All we must do is follow his word and live lives that are pleasing despite circumstances. And most of all, we must pray for those that need him as well as ourselves. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we come to you this morning with thanksgiving and open hearts and humble spirits. We thank you, Father, for all that you have done for us this week, Father. We thank you for the protective hand that has been held upon us, your hedge of protection that you have placed around us as we made our journeys to and fro. We thank you, Father, for even protecting us while the chaos was going on throughout the city, that we were not involved and not caught up in it. We thank you, Father, for those things. We thank you that our family members were able to not be affected by those actions. We ask you, Father, to remember our first responders. They have been subject to a lot of ridicule, a lot of stress, and many of them weren't ready for what they had to experience, Father. And some of them didn't act properly, but maybe it was because they're training. Maybe they had other issues, Father, but we ask you to bless them and help them to get their lives on track. If they don't have their lives squared away, we pray, Lord, that you would help them to get their lives on track and their families as well, because whatever those first responders had to deal with, their family has to go with it as well. They were worried about their families on the street, just as we were worried about our families not getting home at the same time that they normally would get home because of the various challenges that they had to face. We pray, Lord, for the healthcare workers and their families as they continue to work tirelessly to take care of those that are suffering through the pandemic and also other medical issues. and their families as well, Father. Continue to keep those families encouraged and keep them uplifted, Father, and keep them strong as they too go through this as well. We pray, Lord, for the citizens of the cities across the country and across the nation that are going through this chaotic time. We pray, Lord, that you will give them peace and settle things down, Father, and bring a calm upon all circumstances and all situations. We ask you, Father, to remember our leaders as they try to get a handle on this situation. We still haven't even finished the pandemic, but here we are at something else. But you knew these things were coming, and you have made a plan for this, Father. We just have to pray to you and ask for your guidance on how to deal with this, Father. And we ask that you would lay your hand upon the leaders as they make the right decisions, and the people that they're supervising, that they follow the decisions and follow their training and do things properly, decently, and in order. And that the protesters as well, Father, that they would cooperate and show compassion as well and understanding. We ask you, Father, to remember the families of those whose lives have been lost unjustly, that has formed a catalyst for this uprising. We ask you, Father, to remember our church family as we continue to worship virtually and as we continue to reach out to one another and keep each other encouraged and let each other know find out how one another is doing and keeping in touch, Father, because we are family, and we thank you for our family. We thank you for being in our midst. We ask you, Father, to continue to help our law enforcement officers, because those that need you in their lives, so many of them, Father, do not know you in their lives, Father. They don't know you in the pardon of their sins. They do not have you in their lives to get them through the challenging situations, to guide them in the correct way of handling situations. So there, Father, we're praying and we're standing in the gap for them, that you will give them a knock on their heart so that they would be willing to open and let you come in. We ask you, Father, to remember our pastor as she continues to lead us, Father, as she continues to bring us the word, Father, as she continues to teach us more and more about you and how we should live and how we should handle situations, Father, and how she's working with the other churches throughout the states. We ask you to continue to encourage and rejuvenate and renew her each day, Father, because she needs a new sunrise every day, Father. She needs a sunrise of energy, a sunrise of blessing, a sunrise of a high spirit that keeps her going and keeps her uplifted. We thank you, Father, for all that you do, and we thank you, Father, for all that you're going to do. And we'll give your name the praise for all the glory in everything that you do from this day forward. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we say, amen.